From the latest sitting of the House of Assembly in Barbados as it discussed the Public Finance Management Bill, a piece of legislation that is seeking to hold government ministers and others in government to a higher standard of accountability. Attorney General Dale Marshall.
Mr. Speaker, this bill says clearly, it says unequivocally, that no letters of comfort will be issued anymore, and that any guarantee by the government of Barbados must first come to Parliament before it is issued.
He outlined the background to this position.
But sir, we have seen letters of comfort issued on behalf of National Housing Corporation to banks in Barbados, committing the administration to $27 million and $18 million, sir, and nobody had asked National Housing Corporation where they will get the money to pay back from. Nobody stopped to ask the Ministry of Finance, where will we get the money to pay back from? In fact, Mr. Speaker, it came out in the public accounts documents that on several instances, the Ministry of Housing was told that the projects they wanted to do with high-rise, and they use these words, were not supported by the Ministry of Finance. But the Ministry of Housing still went ahead and did it anyway, and the Minister of Finance went ahead and issued letters of comfort.
But there is also the thorny issue of procurement.
The matter of tenders are governed by a piece of subsidiary legislation called the Financial Administration Audit Rules, I think it is. And those rules deal with how public procurement is done. And those rules have been around, sir, for quite some time. Financial Administration Audit Financial Rules. One became law in 1971 and is still the law, and the other 2011.
According to the Attorney General, one of the challenges is that government will not always have an opportunity to go through a transparent tendering process.
And that situation will ordinarily arise in limited circumstances. And those circumstances, Mr. Speaker, are circumstances where the particular goods or services to be acquired are urgent in nature, specialized in nature, or not available in Barbados. Now, Mr. Speaker, this is not something, this is known as Rule 239. And I want to say to the public of Barbados that 239 is a rule that is used from time to time, but it is used rarely. It's not a rule that cabinet ministers come to Parliament and use in the ordinary circumstances of things. Because the fact of the matter is that government has a responsibility to ensure that there is a level playing field for all individuals who wish to contract for services. And that level playing field, sir, is in part guaranteed by a transparent tender process. And that's what every society must thrive on. But equally, sir, every society must acknowledge that from time to time, circumstances arise which will cause you to need to deviate from these rules. And that's the exception that we're talking about, sir. And the recent challenges that we've had with the South Coast Sewage Project come to mind. You'd remember, sir, that the South Coast Sewage Treatment Plant was had virtually collapsed in its operations. We came to government and found that the public health of Barbadians was at, I suppose you could say, clear and present risk. Our tourism market, which would have been directed to the South Coast, was also in clear and present danger. We had to deal urgently with the very lives and livelihoods of the people on the South Coast, sir.
Attorney General Dale Marshall, and this has been SAGICOR's Early Business.